Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, October 16th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, New York Dolls Album. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into fascinating Wikipedia articles to explore topics that pique our collective curiosity. I'm your host, Alloy, ready to guide you through today's intriguing subject, the self-titled debut album by the New York Dolls. So, whether you're at your desk, commuting, or enjoying a quiet moment, let's embark on this musical journey. Released in 1973, the New York Dolls' debut album is more than just a collection of songs. It's often hailed as a precursor to punk rock, a rebellious declaration that altered the rock music landscape. But how did this happen? And why should we, decades later, care about this album? To set the scene, let's imagine New York City in the early 70s. Picture a backdrop of gritty streets and a burgeoning counterculture. The Dolls emerged out of this chaotic, vibrant environment. They were not just a band, but something of a cultural phenomenon. Their sound was raw, their performances were outrageous, and their influence, well, it stretched far beyond what anyone could have predicted at the time. The album consists of 11 tracks, each brimming with energy and unconventional flair. Songs like Personality Crisis and Trash exemplify the band's signature style, a mix of glam rock with a sneering punk edge. It's curious to think how the album didn't originally receive the recognition it deserved. Critics were divided. Some praised its innovation, while others were bewildered by its unpolished sound. Isn't it fascinating how cultural artifacts are often appreciated in hindsight? Listeners, I'd like to ask you, have you ever encountered a piece of art, be it a book, film, or album, that was underrated in its time but later became iconic? What do you think contributes to these shifts in perception? The Dolls were known not just for their music, but for their audacious fashion choices, platform boots, bizarre makeup, and gender-bending outfits. This not only challenged societal norms, but also sparked conversations about identity and expression. In today's context, where conversations about gender and expression are even more prominent, the Dolls seem both radical and prescient. What stories can we relate about our daily lives that reflect this breaking of molds, defying expectations? Perhaps standing out in workplaces or challenging norms in our personal lives. Art and music often serve as a reflection of broader societal shifts. How do we actively contribute to or resist these shifts? The production of the album was an interesting tale in itself. Produced by Todd Rundgren, known for his technical prowess, the recording sessions were as chaotic as expected from the Dolls. Rundgren's role was more like a ringmaster trying to impose some semblance of order. It is said he would yell at the band, yet he admired their authentic energy. The tension between chaos and order is a recurrent theme in creativity, isn't it? Consider your own work or creative projects. Do you thrive in chaos, or do you need a certain order? And how do you balance these dynamics to produce something truly original? Despite the initial lukewarm reception, over the years, New York Dolls has climbed into the annals of greatness, now considered one of the most influential albums in rock history. It wasn't just a flash in the pan, but a slow burn revolution. Today, bands cite this album as a critical influence, marking it as the germination point for what would become the punk rock explosion. As our discussion draws to a close, it's essential to reflect on the lesson here. Sometimes the value of innovation takes time to be recognized. The Dolls took risks, broke the mold, and although immediate success wasn't theirs, their place in history is now cemented. In a fast-paced world that often seeks instant results, let's appreciate the slow build, the impact over time. For our listeners, I challenge you to think about your contributions, your albums, if you will. What seeds are you planting today that might grow into something transformational over time? And so, as we wrap up, I encourage you to delve deeper into this piece of music history. Perhaps give it a listen and ponder on how context changes our perceptions of art and innovation. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and as always, stay curious. Join us next time on Wikipedia. Until then, reflect on the doll's bold defiance, and consider how their story might inspire your own. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to unraveling more intriguing stories with you soon.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, New York Dolls Album. Thanks for listening. See you next time.